Excellent. Thank you so much, Beatrice. You know, it was really beautiful to hear Beatrice speak and sing in her language, share songs about her homeland and the way that her homeland is found throughout her music. And it was a really, really beautiful, beautiful set. Thank you, Beatrice.
If you are tired of the algorithm-based music age we are in and looking for unique, boundary-pushing new sounds, join me, Luke, and oftentimes friends on The Grove every Tuesday at 3. We will listen to and discuss music from electronic to alternative. See you there.
Hey, do you want to make a real impact in the Black community? Join us where we connect you with Black-led organizations from all around the world. Get ready to get involved. Find the organization based on the location of interest. Follow us at supportblackcharities.org.
Broadcasting live from the basement of Carruthers Hall. I say, Carruthers, are you all right, Dan?
CFRC from Kingston, Ontario. Your volunteer program, campus and community radio at 101.9 FM and on the web at cfrc.ca.
Attention, everyone. Let's have an odd hush, please, for Mr. Burns.
Compadres, it is imperative that we crush the freedom fighters before the start of the rainy season.
And remember, a shiny new donkey for whoever brings me the head of Colonel Montoya.
What? No. And by that I mean, of course, it's time for the Worker of the Week Award.
Mes belles bottes, ça va, Yes, there we go. Good morning, everybody. My name is Jeff the Nerd. Welcome to CFRC, the place to be, 101.9 FM. It's Indie Morning Wednesday. We're coming at you live from the House of Learned Doctors, Queen's University campus, right here in Kingston, Ontario. And you might be noticing I'm sounding a little lonely today. Our glorious co-host, Simone the Moan, is out on assignment this week. I think it has something to do with Art After Dark on Friday, so we're going to talk a little bit more about that later on. But also on the program, we just have a good, balanced breakfast of music for you. We just heard brand new stuff from Danny Lage and The Looks. That was Sava, brand spanking new. We got new stuff. We got old stuff. We got mom-related stuff. It's my dear mother's birthday today, so we're going to play some Debbie classics a little bit later on. And we do have a special guest in the studio. Why don't you say hello?
Hello, I'm Eli. I'm in first year engineering at Queen's, and I'm starting my own show called Off the Record. It's going to play Wednesdays at 8 p.m., so come on by if you're interested.
Nice. We're going to bookend Wednesdays. That's fantastic. Awesome. Well, welcome, Eli. Welcome to the show. You're brand new. You're first year Queens.
Yep.
And you're a new trainee, so God help us all. You're going to ride this roller coaster with me right until 10 o'clock. So hope you, dear listeners, stick around because it's going to be a good one. Yeah, we're going to talk about our lives and what's new and exciting. We're mostly going to talk about you, Eli, because I lead a very boring life and need to live vicariously through the youth. We're going to talk about our sponsors at Old Farm Fine Foods downtown at the corner of Barry and Clergy Street. We're going to, throw some food chat around a little bit. Also on the program, we're going to do our community events roundup just after 9. Find out what's going on in and around the Limestone City this weekend. And we'll talk about movie junk. What are the headlines? What's going on in Hollyweird? Maybe we'll talk about Jimmy Kimmel. Who knows? All I know is that we're going to get back to the tunes. My name is Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Eli.
And this is Calexico with the El Burro song. Because even though it's fall, it still feels like summer out there. So keep it locked and ready to rock to CFRC.
shout out to CFRC and Campus and Community Radio at Queens University. Much love to everybody. Much love to all the Nehruvians listening. Peace.
Hello, this is Mole Man in the Morning. Good Mole Man to you. Today, part four of our series of the agonizing pain in which I live every day.
Would you pick me up if I ever make it out of here? Will you break? They never let me go, my dear. But I ain't changed after all this time. No, I ain't changed. When I make it all, but I find you grinning ear to ear, leaning on your cord like you've been waiting there for years. Or will you come down like the years I spent locked up? I
Hey, this is the Dean here. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. Woo!
There we go. Japanese breakfast right here on your amazing breakfast program. Indie Morning Wake Up Wednesday. That was Picture Window right here on CFRC at 101.9 FM. My name is Jeff the Nerd, and I'm joined in studio by the wonderful Eli. How are you, Eli?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm fine and dandy. It's a gorgeous morning out there in Kingston.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thanks for schlepping in. You're shadowing me today. You're a new volunteer. Dare I say, an intern?
Mm-hmm. You're just learning the ropes.
Yeah, absolutely. So thanks for coming in. Thanks for, you know, schlepping. I'm glad it wasn't raining. Glad it's not snowing. But you said you're from Alberta, so you're probably used to knee-high snow drifts. You get a lot of snow?
Yeah, quite a bit. It's been raining a lot this summer, though. It's fun, though. I'm from Calgary, so, like, during the winter, we actually get these, like, Chinooks, where it's, like, a nice break from the, you know, minus 20, 30 degree.
Yeah, that would be very nice. Well, it's going to be, we won't say the W word, but it's going to be a nice snowy season coming up. But we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. Before Japanese breakfast, we heard a classic. I say classic, it only came out last year, but it's a classic to me. Hard Time by Jeremy Albino. Albino? I don't know how to pronounce his last name. Either way, the music's great. We heard an oldie but a goodie from The Muffs with On and On, and we opened it up with a very summertime-sounding song, Calexico with the El Burro song. I like that. I like a good, like, mariachi feel to it. Mm-hmm. It's pretty all right, yeah. But yeah, thanks for joining us. And normally this time of morning, we talk about our sad, lonely little lives. to make you guys feel better about yourselves. Simone, our other co-host, is off today. So that means it's all on you, Eli. You have to save the program.
Oh, no.
For the love of God. So, yeah, you said you're from Calgary. You're in first year Queens. What are you taking?
I'm taking general engineering right now. Really fun. A lot of work.
Yeah. Lots of. You said you've already got, whatchamacallit? Midterms?
Yeah, we started midterms. I have them going like every Tuesday, Thursday until like November. It's amazing, really. I'm super excited for it.
Great. Every Tuesday and Thursday?
That's basically,
a lot of work,
yeah.
Man. That's crazy. But hey, at least you keep your head above water, I hope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just making sure to get involved. Like, that's why I love CFRC here. It's just a great way to get involved. I love music, and it's just great opportunity, especially like I find for me, if I have more things to do, I have less time to procrastinate on other things, and I work more on stuff.
Ah, this is a good strategy. So you do have some extracurriculars to keep you kind of, yeah, moving and grooving. Also, it's like the best ideas come when you're doing the dishes or you're in the shower, you know? It's sort of like taking your mind and focusing on music and pop culture, and then you're just like taking a brain break from your work, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. So what kind of show are you looking to do then?
For me, I'm doing kind of eclectic show for Off the Record. It's the first episode is going to be psychedelic and psychedelic rock, but then after that, I'm not really sure. I'm probably going to go something similar and then transition to more of like a general rock alt stuff, maybe a jazz show somewhere. It'll just be fun.
Cool. Nice. Excellent. Well, welcome to the depths of CFRC. And if you, dear listener, want to get involved as well, check out CFRC.ca and, get on in on the party train. That's what the kids say, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. I'm going to do a lot of like generational humor, that kind of thing. It's going to be good. So you're new to Kingston, your first year. Are you, you're living in residence, that sort of thing?
Yeah, living in residence over at McNeil.
Really fun. Is that a good one? I don't really know too much about the residence.
It's pretty good.
Here.
Great location. I'm like 5 minutes from all my classes and it's pretty quiet. Just a weird smell.
Awesome. I guess every residence has to have some sort of odor to it, I suppose.
Yeah. Weird quirk.
Weird quirk, yeah. So, and there, I'm assuming like yourself, there's a lot of newbies to Kingston living in your residence, like a lot of people that are from abroad or from other parts of Canada. Maybe you're new to the city and you want to know what's going on and you want to go to some cool events. We just had a cool event fired down our pipeline today. The Yukon Blonde is coming to town Sunday, September 28th at the Broom Factory. And guess what? We've got tickets. That's right. We've got a pair of free tickets to give away to you, dear listener. If you want to give us a call at the CFRC hotline, 613-533-CFRC, call us up when the music is playing. We'll take your information and we'll give you some tickets. No strings attached. We're not going to give you any stupid quizzes or anything like that. We're not going to make you come down to the studio and push up competition against Eli because he'd win. Just give us a ring at 613-533-CFRC and get yourself some free Yukon Blonde tickets. Once again, they're playing at the Broom Factory Sunday, September 28th. Doors at 7:30. Otherwise, it would cost $25. So I think you're going to want to give us a ring.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. My name is Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Eli.
We're going to find a good DJ name for you by the end of the show.
I need one.
Do you have one? Like, do you have any in mind?
No, I need to think of one before my... Well, probably before my second show goes out.
Oh, yeah. We'll workshop some. We'll see what sticks.
Yeah,
it's always fun. In the meantime, though, we will get back to the tunes. A couple weeks ago, we played our Back to School special, and I'd forgotten that this sweet Blind Melon cover of Schoolhouse Rock existed, so I thought I would just play that again, because, you know, you're a student, Eli. It's about learning and education, and you're in engineering. So here's The Magic Number by Blind Melon right here
on CFRC.
Woo!
Magic number, yeah it is, it's the magic number, somewhere in that ancient mystic trinity, you'll get three, it's the magic number, in the past and the present and the future, faith and hope and charity, in the heart and the brain and the body, you'll give you three, it's the magic number, it takes 3 legs to make a tripod. A table stand, and it takes 3 wheels to make a vehicle called the tricycle, and every triangle has 3 corners, every triangle has 3 sides, no more, no less,
multiply backwards from 3 times 10.
3 times 10 is 30, and 3 times 9 is 27. 3 times 8 is 24, 3 times 7 is 21. 3 times 6 is 18, 3 times 5 is 15, 3 times 4 is 12, 3 times 3 is 9, and 3 times 2 is 6, and 3 times 1 is 3 or 4.
Now dig the pattern once more.
It's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Que j'ai jamais. you some sort of punker?
Huh?
God, I hate punkers. Especially bald ones with green makeup. Wear masks over ugly faces. Ooh.
This is Dotes from the Jerry Cans. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 out of Kingston, Ontario.
Oh, nothing. No, I can't smell or taste anything. Like,
one, two, three, four.
We'll be right back.
What do we have here, dear listeners? Sweet, sweet tunes. That's what we have. My name is Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Eli.
And Eli, thanks for coming in. Eli is my, you're my shadow today. You're our trainee, brand new, fresh blood in the CFRC studios.
Yeah, just learning the ropes over here.
Welcome. How are you finding it so far?
It's really fun. Honestly, great opportunity.
Nice. We haven't scared you off yet.
No, not 39 yet.
39 minutes into the program. We still have time. You got us here till 10 o'clock. We're just doing a balanced show today, a little bit of everything, because next week is October, and regular listeners will know that I am unhealthily obsessed with Halloween. So every week in October, we do Halloween tunes, whether you like it or not. Hey, if we can start playing Mariah Carey in October for Christmas, I can do a Halloween special every week in October.
Absolutely.
So hopefully you join me on one of those shows coming up. That'd be a lot of fun. But thanks for coming along this morning. We just heard, what did we just hear? Brand new stuff from, what does that say? The Wind Lips?
The Wind Ups?
The Wind Ups. Sorry, I can't see that far. That was called That's Just My Dream Girl. Brand new stuff, hot off the presses. Also in there, we had The Prize with From the Night. Another brand new track. Gifting you guys all the greatest. We had a classic in there also from Malajub with Marial, negative 40 degrees Celsius. We'll get there. Oh, we'll get there.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And we opened it up with Blind Melon and their cover of 3 is a Magic Number off of that Schoolhouse Rock cover album that got put out years ago. Good times had by all. My name's Jeff the Nerd, and this time of morning, we like to talk about breakfast. It's 8:40 in the morning. We got a little rumbly in our tumbly. And we like to give a shout out to our amazing sponsors at Old Farm Fine Foods. Now, Eli, you're new to the program. We like to do a call and response. Whenever someone says Old Farm Fine Foods, got to say Old Farm Fine Foods. Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
There it is. Right on. So Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
At the corner of Barry and Clergy Street. Get down there, downtown Kingston, 204 Barry, and see what is cooking at Old Farm. This time of year, things are absolutely hopping. We're in week 4, is it?
Yeah, week 4.
Week 4 of the semester already, and Old Farm is situated right on the edge of campus. So we get a lot of students, we get a lot of staff, a lot of faculty, a little bit of everything. And I don't want to say pressure's on, but it's definitely where everyone's in work mode right now. So I think Old Farm's the place to go for your pre-made comfort food. What's the cooking situation? You're in residence.
Yep.
What's the cooking situation like there? You guys have ovens in your residences, or is it like a microwave only in every room?
I think we have ovens and stuff, yeah. But it's like I haven't used any of it. I haven't really need to cook because I have like the meal plan.
Ah, the meal plan, right. Well, if you ever get sick of the meal plan, check out the Old Farm plan, which is just delicious food every single day. Right now, no one really has time to cook anyways, so Old Farm pumps out a lot of pre-made frozen entrees. So if you guys do have access to a lot of ovens in residence, back when I was in school, we only had one oven per floor. I don't think they trusted us that much, so it was a bit of a nuisance. But if you have access to ovens, get on down to Old Farm, get yourself like a frozen shepherd's pie or a beef pot pie or some French cassoulet. They've got that, which is delicious. What else? Lasagnas. I hear tell of possibly enchiladas coming in the near future as well. Pulled pork enchiladas. So right now, Old Farm pumps out a lot of that kind of stuff. We make big batches. We throw it in the freezer. And then you beleaguered Queen students come to us. And we feed your brains with all the good stuff. It's pretty exciting. Yesterday, we were up in the kitchen sweating it out for you people, cooking up, I think it was the corn relish, cauliflower corn relish. Delicious. Good fall type of stuff. If you're having a barbecue, you got to slather that on, like, everything. Do you guys do residence barbecues? Like, has Queens, like, done that for you yet?
Oh, no, that sounds great, though.
They do not do that?
No, they haven't done it yet.
We used to have, I went to Sheridan, and they had, like, a welcome barbecue, which is, like, a kind of fun, cool mixer. And then everyone would try and bring a condiment from your hometown. That was kind of, like, the deal. So if I was back in the day, I would have brought the corn relish had I worked for Old Farm 20 years ago. But, yeah, if you want to swing by Old Farm and just get something original and delicious and homemade, let's say you've got like a study, like a study function where you all get together and you just have like a potluck, I guess, and just hit the books, get a pot pie. I'm just going to put it out there. Get a pot pie.
Pot pie potluck.
Yes, exactly. That's why Eli gets paid the big bucks.
I'm getting paid.
I hope so. But yeah, like I said, get down to our sponsor. Get something delicious. We've been feasting on, you had one of those Favuzzi lemon sodas.
Yeah, really good. Very sour, but refreshing.
Nice. Excellent. We've got stuff at Old Farm that not a lot of other stores, if any, have. So pretty good. Well, I won't ramble on too much longer, but I just want to say that our amazing sponsors are amazing. There's a lot of great stuff there. Oh, and this time of year as well, it's harvest time, so vegetables are coming in fast and furious. What you need to do, go to Old Farm and pick the brains of the staff members about how to, like, cook something very, like, you ever roast squash when you're back at home at all? Your parents do that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you go to Old Farm, you get a squash, you get a nice butternut or a delicata, you take it back to your residence and you whip it up. That's the instructions. and that way, nothing impresses other young people in residence like knowing how to cook, or at least faking it until you make it. I would find one good recipe and I would just do that all the time. And, you know, it was good. But the squash roasting's a good easy one, I would think. You know, you take a butternut, you wing it in half, scoop out the seeds, maple syrup, brown sugar, toss it in the oven until it's like brown and done. And you just scoop it out, serve it up. You can put it in a waffle cone if you want, eat it like an ice cream cone. Maybe, I don't know. Either way, cooking impresses people, and you want to get to Old Farm and buy one of our pot pies and tell people that you made it. That's a good, I think that would work.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. It's 8:45 in the morning, though. We're going to get back to the tunes, play a few more before 9 o'clock, and then Eli and I are going to find some special events to talk about. We've got a big one coming up, a few big ones coming up Sunday, September 28th. Foster Shea and Sudak, the Oscar Evans Group, and Birdbone Theater are going to be playing the Airway YGK Matinee. That's over at the Broom Factory. So we're going to talk a little more about that later on. And we've just been gifted by our amazing station manager, DJ DJ, some free tickets to go see Yukon Blonde that same day, Sunday, September 28th, at 7 o'clock at the Broom Factory. So if you want a pair of free tickets, give us a call. Eli is ready. He's manning the phone. The CFRC hotline is 613-533-CFRC. So you're going to want to give us a call. We'll take your information. We'll take your email, and we'll get you those tickets. No strings attached. None. Not one. Yukon Blonde is amazing, too. What's better than seeing Yukon Blonde is seeing Yukon Blonde for free. So give us a ring. That number again, 613-533-CFRC. And get those tickets. I'm going to be there. It's going to be a good show. I like it at the Broom Factory. My name is Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Eli.
And we're going to see you guys just after 9 o'clock. Coming up next, though, here is a brand new one from The Chords. This one is When You Said Goodbye. We'll say hello to you guys after 9.
Space Invaders are here. The new Atari game cartridge from Ingersoll. The world's most popular arcade game on your own TV. Destroy the Space Invaders before they destroy you. Plus, Superman, Breakout, Outlaw, Air Sea Battle, and many more. Atari, Britain's number one video computer game. Space Invader packs around £150. Atari, great ideas. From Ingersoll.
If it could be hell, I'd rather never see you again. I'm just loving someone, you're the only one that's ever really had my heart in your hand. And no one's really got to me since. No one's really got to me since. No one's really got to me since you got to me. No one's really got to me since. Just keep going back and forth. I don't want to make the same mistakes anymore. I'd rather not know you than to have to go through what I did. But I will if you just say the word. I will. Cause no one's really got to me since. No one's really got to me since. No one's really got to me since you got to me. No one's really got to me since. Stand up on, stand up on it. You're the one that I sing about. All of my songs are down now. So when I'm with somebody else and some. No one's really got to me since.
Intermission. Yeah, intermission.